All right, let's build an Amen-style transition that feels like sunrise in a drum and bass set. Not festival riser, not alarm siren, more like first light, warm, lifting, emotional, and still rolling hard enough to work on a system. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, mostly in arrangement view, using stock devices. The goal is a 16-bar transition built from Amen slices that starts distant, becomes more animated with jungle-style edits, rises in energy and brightness, and then makes a clean pocket so the next section lands like it belongs there. Before you touch anything, here's the mindset. Start with the destination, not the riser. Solo the section you're transitioning into. Listen for the first moment that matters. Is it the kick transient, the first snare crack, a bass note, a vocal? That first hit is your target. Your transition's job is to clear space right before that, so the downbeat reads instantly. Step 0, set the session so it hits like DNB. Set tempo somewhere between 170 and 174. I'll use 172 as a neutral middle. If your next tune is 174, you can still build at 172 and adjust later, but it's cleaner to match your destination. Also choose a tonal center. Even if the Amen is basically atonal, your pad, noise, and atmosphere should support the key of the next section. Now in arrangement view, create a 16-bar loop region so you're always working inside the right length. That way you're arranging, not just sound designing forever. Step 1. Get an Amen break and warp it properly. Drag your Amen break onto an audio track. In the clip settings, turn warp on. For warp mode, use Complex Pro if you want the whole texture to stay smooth when it's being time-stretched. If you want more bite and sharper transients, switch to Beats mode later, but start with Complex Pro so it's not doing anything weird. Make sure the detected segment BPM is correct. Ableton usually gets close, but don't trust it blindly. Loop a bar, listen to the snare and the kick relationship, and adjust until it locks. Then consolidate a clean 1 or 2 bar loop. Highlight the region and consolidate. That gives you one neat clip to slice, and it prevents mystery edits later. Quick DNB tip. If the Amen feels late or loose, fix the core anchors but keep some human feel. Line up the main snare hits so they feel intentional. Don't iron it completely flat. Sunrise Emotion actually likes a touch of swing and softness. Step 2. Turn it into a playable riser instrument using Simpler. Right-click the consolidated Amen clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. One slice per transient. Great. Now you have a MIDI track with Simpler in slice mode, and a MIDI clip that triggers the slices. This is where it turns into jungle language, because you can do stutters, reverse pulls, and fills without destroying audio and without making 50 chopped files. Step 3. Build the sunrise bid, because this is what makes it emotional. Add a new MIDI track for your atmosphere. If you want the fastest stock approach, drop in Wavetable or analog and choose a soft pad. Long attack, gentle tone, nothing with a sharp transient. Add hybrid reverb, use a Hall algorithm, decay around 6 to 10 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds and keep the mix around 20 to 35%. You want space, but not fog that eats the groove. Then add auto filter, Lopez, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff closed, maybe 500 Hz to 1 kHz, and slowly open it so by the end of the 16 bars you're up around 6 to 10 kHz. That opening is your sunrise. If you want an even safer option harmonically, skip chords and use noise. Operator or Wavetable noise oscillator into hybrid. Reverb gives you air without clashing with the key. Now step 4. Program the actual 16-bar Amen transition. We'll do it in 4 phases of 4 bars each. Phase 1, bars 1 to 4, the distant break. In your MIDI clip, use sparse hits. More hats and ghosts, fewer full snare smacks. Keep velocities low, think 45 to 75 most of the time. On the Amen track, put EQ 8 first. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz, fairly steep. We're keeping it thin on purpose. In a sunrise transition, the pad carries emotion. The Amen carries motion and identity. Add a little hybrid reverb on the Amen too, but keep it controlled. Mix around 10 to 18%, decay 2 to 4 seconds. The goal is far away, not washy drums. Phase 2, bars 5 to 8, jungle logic starts. Bring the signature snare placements in more clearly. Increase average velocity slightly, maybe living in that 60 to 90 range now. At the end of bar 8, add a stutter fill. Pick a snare slice, and repeat it as 8th notes for one beat. If you want more urgency, do 16ths, but for sunrise, 8ths often feel classy and not manic. Add echo for a little motion trail. Set the time to an 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 15 to 25%, Filter it so it's not adding low end, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 Khz, and keep the mix low, like 8 to 15%. You want the suggestion of space, not a dub wash. Phase 3, bars 9 to 12, rise and tighten. Here's where the riser feeling becomes real, but we keep it tasteful. On simpler, automate transpose from 0 op to plus 3 or plus 5 semitones over these 4 bars. Subtle. Sunrise lift, not cartoon chipmunk. If it starts sounding silly, back it off immediately. Now add rhythmic density. More hats. More ghost slices. More little connective tissue. And here's a big moment. Put a reverse hit into bar 12, pulling into bar 13. You can duplicate a snare slice and reverse it, or resample and reverse audio if you prefer. Place it so it sucks into the next downbeat. Then add saturator for controlled excitement. Drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip-on, and then match the output so you're not just getting louder. This is important. We want energy from texture and urgency, not from volume. Phase 4, bars 13 to 16. Final push, then clean cut. This is where a lot of transitions fail, because people just keep adding and never make space. We're going to open up and then get out of the way. Start opening the low end slightly, but don't let it become sub-B. Automate your high pass down from maybe 200 Hz toward 80 to 120 Hz by the end. Still not full sub. The drops sub should own the room. Add a noise riser layer on an audio track. White noise is fine. Put audio filter on it, low pass, and automated opening so it blooms upward. If it's too steady, sidechain it lightly to the amen so it breathes with a rhythm. That pulsing reads as energy without needing harsh volume. On the pad or air track, automate a little extra bloom near bar 16, reverb mix up 5 to 10%, filter open a bit more. That gives the open sky feeling. Now the key move, the reverb throw plus the hard pocket. On the amen, choose the last meaningful snare, and automate a quick reverb throw. Just for that hit, push the reverb mix up briefly so it blooms. Then hard cut the amen before the downbeat. A clean technique is utility at the end of the amen chain. Automate mute or automate gain down to minus infinity, right on beat 4 of bar 16 or even a quarter note before bar 17. That gap is the sunrise moment where everything inhales and the next section arrives. If you need safety, put a limiter on the transition group, not because we want it smashed, but because chopped amen plus throws can spike unexpectedly. Now let's talk device chain, because order matters. A solid stock chain on the amen track is EQ8 first for high pass and harshness control. Then auto filter if you want movement sweeps. Then saturator for bite. Then glue compressor to stabilize density, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when it gets busy. Then a short hybrid reverb. Then utility for width and the cut automation. A coach note here. Automate lanes, not just make it louder. Pick 3 energy lanes across the 16 bars. Density, more slices per bar as you go. Brightness, filters opening, presence increasing. Bass, often higher early, then lower late, so you get clarity right before the drop. If all 3 only increase, it can feel like constant pushing. A really pro move is space down while brightness up near the end. The listener perceives opening, but the mix stays clean. Another coach note, velocity is emotional automation. Instead of relying only on filter cutoff, ramp your average velocity across phases. Bars 1 to 4, keep it mostly 45 to 75. Bars 5 to 8, 60 to 90. Bars 9 to 12, 75 to 110. Bars 13 to 16, 85 to 120, and save full 127 for one announcement hit if you want a signpost. Speaking of signposts, pick one iconic amen slice, like a snare or crashy fragment, and repeat it at bar 4 beat 4, bar 8 beat 4, bar 12 beat 4, and bar 16 beat 4, then cut. The crowd may not consciously notice it, but they feel the structure. Micro timing also matters if you want it to feel alive. Choose a few key slices, like the main snare and a hat. Nudge some a couple milliseconds early and some a couple milliseconds late. 1 to 6 milliseconds is enough. Then, if you want, use groove pool lightly, 5 to 12% on an MPC-style groove. Keep it subtle at 172, because heavy swing can feel drunken fast. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the MN carry too much low end for too long. You'll fight the bass of the next section. Keep it thin early, and only reintroduce a hint of low end near the end. Don't drown fast drums in long reverb. Long reverb belongs on pans and noise. Drum reverb should be shorter than you think. Don't pitch rise the MN too far. Plus 12 is chipmunk territory. plus 3 to 5 is the sweet spot for Sunrise. And don't forget the gap. If everything plays through bar 16, the next downbeat won't feel like a rival. Make a deliberate pocket. Quick mix coaching. Do a mono check on your transition bus. Put utility at the end of the group and flip width between 100 and 0. If your transition collapses in mono, reduce width on reverbs and echoes, or high pass the side signal using EQ in M/S mode. Sunrise is wide, yes, but it still needs to survive real-world playback. Let's finish with a short practice assignment you can do fast. Make an 8-bar version at 172 BPM. Slice to MIDI, then create one stutter fill at the end of bar 4, and one reverse snare pull at the end of bar 8. Automate one parameter over the full 8 bars, either simpler transpose from 0 to plus 4, or your filter cutoff from close to open. Then bounce it and listen quietly. Low volume reveals harshness and balance issues fast. Ask yourself, does the energy rise without getting brittle? And is there a clean pocket before the next downbeat? Recap so it sticks. You built an Amen style riser by slicing the break into simpler and arranging it in phases, distant, then moving, then rising, then landing. The sunrise emotion comes from controlled brightness, subtle pitch lift, and spacious pads or air, while the Amen provides rhythm and identity. And the pro landing is the deliberate hole right before the drop, so the next section hits clean.